This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. On Tuesday, voters in New Jersey select a new governor to replace Chris Christie, who served two consecutive terms. Ahead of Election Day, WHYY teamed up with other news outlets to speak with voters about issues affecting towns across the state. Voting Block is a collaborative reporting effort. News partners include WNYC, WBGO, NJ Spotlight, and The Record of the USA Today Network. So if you could build a bridge across the Delaware River from Philly International Airport into New Jersey, it would spill out into the borough of Paulsboro in Gloucester County. That's where WHYY's Joe Hernandez has been talking to voters at debate parties and other gatherings. He joins us.
Good morning, Jen.
Joe, tell us about the basics of this project.
The idea behind this project was to get a different view of the governor's race. I mean, we hear a lot about what the gubernatorial candidates are proposing, their plans, but we don't often hear from all of the people throughout the state who are actually casting their votes for these people. And so through this project, a bunch of different news organizations, as you mentioned, were involved, and we each kind of embedded in a different town. And we tried to tell the story of this campaign through how it was being experienced by people living in these towns.
Joe, give us a quick snapshot of what Paulsboro is like and tell us why you chose that town to cover.
Sure. It's a small blue-collar town just across the Delaware River from the Philly Airport. There's a new port that just came into town, but traditionally industry there has been shrinking or moving out. The town is really, I think, in an interesting moment of trying to reinvent itself. It's trying to attract new businesses, and it's also trying to attract new homeowners because a lot of them who have lived there have now moved away or passed on, and their houses are being rented. So I chose Paulsboro because I think there are a lot of intersections of issues in New Jersey right now, the economy, housing, crime. It's kind of an interesting example of how all those things can come together in a small town, which as reporters sometimes we can overlook. You know, those stories and concerns are just as valid as those of residents in larger cities.
How do you keep track of everybody? Are you getting everyone together in a certain place? How's that working?
Sometimes we're getting together. We've had a couple of dinner sessions where we got together and talked about some of the issues or got together and watched a gubernatorial debate. But I've also been covering different news events in Paulsboro and doing different stories about some of the issues that people tell me are really at the forefront in that town.
Joe, how candid are voters?
They're pretty candid. Paulsboro is not a place where people sugarcoat things. Traditionally, it's a blue-collar town, and they have some thoughts about government, and they're not shy about saying them.
You and I spoke a few days back, and you were saying in an area like Paulsboro, they might be looking at just how to make their smaller town more capable.
Exactly. I mean, we hear a lot from the gubernatorial candidates and even governors about, say, property taxes. And that's, of course, that's a big issue everywhere in New Jersey. No one would say that that's a small thing. Illegal immigration has become a big issue in this year's race. But these aren't necessarily the things that Paulsboro residents are worried about on a daily basis. I mean, they're worried about who's moving in next door. They're worried about increasing crime. They're worried about getting state funding for, say, public works projects that they might need to do. So in some ways, what the gubernatorial candidates are talking about and what residents in Paulsboro, this small blue-collar town outside of Philadelphia, are thinking about are out of sync. I spent a lot of time talking to Paulsboro Mayor Gary Stevenson, and one of his biggest gripes is that governors traditionally hold press conferences in bigger cities in New Jersey, Newark, Camden, and give them a lot of money. But he feels like they often forget small towns like his.
Do I get upset when I see Camden getting $10, $15, $20 million to rehab neighborhoods and I get nothing? You're darn right I do. I mean, I think they need to spread that wealth around a little better to the smaller towns and not just concentrate on the big cities.
I imagine this kind of project can bring together communities. What gains have been made?
I think people are, you know, meeting each other, talking, and getting a little bit more politically involved. One woman, Krista Cooper, she lives in an area on a street that's had some crime incidents recently. I met her at a community meeting where she was speaking up about what's going on in her neighborhood. And she says that going through this project kind of helped her become a little bit more politically involved. Here's what she had to say.
And that's the part that I think I'm coming to realize is that you got to step out of your box. And so talking to Joe, it's like I've learned a little bit more when it comes to this, letting your opinion be heard. It can't be something that you just sit behind the walls and you talk about. You got to be boisterous and you got to be out there.
I love the phrase boisterous. Did she coin that?
I think so.
Okay. Now let's flip things around a little bit. What did you learn doing this kind of reporting?
One of the things I learned, I think, was to step out of my box as a reporter a little bit. I mean, I think it is typical for reporters to kind of follow the big press events. If the governor is making an announcement in Camden or Jersey City or Newark, to go to that and cover that. But there are over 560 towns in New Jersey that feel like their issues aren't being talked about. And as journalists, I think part of our responsibility is to hear what these people are saying and to report on that too, because they have some different concerns that what the gubernatorial candidates might be talking about, thinking about, and they should be told as well.
Thank you so much. WHYY's Joe Hernandez covers South Jersey. Thanks for your time this morning, Joe.
Thanks, Jen.